I want to talk about the dilemma of Christian being sick and having diseases and not walking in health. I want to give you a few statistics, a few things. I know 3 John said, "Too, beloved, I wish above all things you prosper and be in health." Many Christians think sickness is a result of sin. But why are Christians who do not practice sin get sick? And I know that some sickness, sin is behind it, but we have Christians who are living good lives. Number two, when a Christian dies prematurely, it seems the stock answer among Christians when something like this happens is often, it must have been God's will. No, God said he'll satisfy you with a long life. Number three, for nearly 44 years, while in ministry, I watched Christians get sick and often die from a variety of illnesses in spite of many prayers and the effort of medical profession. I was faced with personalities. I was faced personally witnessing even non-Christian getting well without prayer. The medical profession, or even acknowledging God in their life. How was I to account for this? I want to show you how. Here are the questions upon me. Before we continue, let me think about this subject of sickness among Christians and ask some questions to stimulate our thinking. Number one, could it be possible that Christians are too passive when it comes to sickness, accepting and enduring sickness without resistance? We must begin to resist, not accept, not settle just going back to the doctor, medicine after medicine, changing medicine, getting more medicine. I'll talk with you more about tomorrow, but we got to get a consciousness. We got to resist this sickness and know what to do.